The smell of the city's rubber history still lingers in the stairwells in the old B.F. Goodrich plant on the south side of Akron's downtown.
Because we don't know what we don't know, so maybe tell us.
But the discussion among the more than two dozen people in a loft conference room here is about the future and ways venture capitalists can stop flying over the Midwest and start investing in it. Congressman Tim Ryan, who helped organize the three-day tour, says the region's argument is economic and beyond.
The economics match up to where these venture capital funds and businesses could say, I could locate there, do the same thing I'm doing in Silicon Valley, and cut a third of my costs just out of the gate. Plus, you get entrepreneurs that are hungry. You get people graduating from these schools that are hungry and will work their rear ends off for you.
Akron's Mayor Dan Horrigan told the group he's counting on three things to revive his city: millennials, entrepreneurs, and immigrants. Nathan Pachizia, an immigrant from India who started a Silicon Valley fund 40 years ago to invest in immigrant startups, said that perspective was important for him to hear.
We go where talent is. So what I'm trying to get to do is get closer to the entrepreneurs where they are versus sitting in our bubble and expecting them to come to us.
Rob Heiser founded a startup 10 years ago in Akron called Segment. It provides data analytics primarily to financial institutions. He acknowledged local investors are often more conservative and wary of startups.
If you're trying to do something that's transformative, right, there's no, like, big access to funds here. Like, there's a huge gap.
The tour continues today in Detroit and Flint and wraps up in South Bend, Indiana, tomorrow. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.